Hard work, I guess. I just really dedicated to being, you know, being something special this season. Whether it's going to be here, Washington, or any place that I ended up. And I just put a lot into it because I really want to do this. I love playing football. This is what I really want to do, and my dream was to play at this level. So I just went out there, and I just worked hard, man. And I just let it go and then let everything fall into place.
Do you agree with Tom? Do you think you are faster than you've ever been?
Well, if Coach Coughlin says it, yes. You know, I'm going to agree with him, yes.
How long did it take you to get that cut back? I mean, I saw you a couple practices ago. You put on some move, and you were just able to cut on the dime.
You know, I mean, like, throughout the season, it gradually came back. But when I went and trained down in Florida, you know, around, like, February, I started training in February, and I stayed down there until July. And, you know, it kept getting stronger. I was out there, like, every day, and it kept getting stronger and stronger. Then my trainer was like, you know, I'm starting to see a difference from the first time you got here until now. And it was like you got your pop back in your foot. Because when I first got down there in February, I couldn't, you know, it was all straight ahead. And then he just kept pushing me to do other stuff, and then I'm just working out fine.
When did you know that you were fully back?
I don't know when I've made a...
Was there one move you made that you like, yeah, it's back?
You know, doing drills down there, yeah. You know, I felt like I got out of a cut pretty fast, and I was like, okay. You know, because down there, when I was down in Florida, we had, it was a lot of guys down there, and it was a lot of competition. We had Frank Gore, we had Jones Drew down there, Ahmad was down there, and you know, every day we'd go to work and we'd compete. And if I'm up here competing, getting out of cuts like these guys, I think I'm doing pretty well. So that's what it was.
Develop a callus for being cut so many times?
Nah, you know, I was in some place. It stung because just when I got comfortable in some places and I think this is where I belonged at, you know, then it happened. You know, the last guy in was normally the first guy out. So I learned that. like 6 cuts ago or something like that. And, you know, it was just, it stung every time. And, you know, because I was making that curve, learning the new offense and being out there with the ones and, like, thinking that I was going to actually get out there and play, you know, then that it had happened. We got D lineman down, so we got to bring up another D lineman. And that's when I really started noticing that it was more of, is the pieces. You got to have different pieces to each going into each week. And unfortunately, it'll be me, and I just sit there and be like, wow, what's going on? Am I doing something wrong? But, you know, it was just a game. And, you know, it was a learning experience. And I think it ended up being beneficial to me because I learned from each one of my mistakes.
And were you surprised to hear back from the Giants that they wanted you back here?
I was. You know, I was a little surprised, and, you know, also I was like, this time let's do it right. You know, let's go out there, let's be in shape, and let's not have any doubt, and let's just go out there and run as hard as we can and do everything that we can do.
Things would kind of come full circle here if you made this team.
Yeah, it would. It'd be good. It'd be good to come back and be with my draft class and be around the guys that brought me in here and showed me the ropes and just did everything. It'd be awesome. It'd be a storybook ending, you know.
What do you think your best beginning is to make in this roster? Do you think you have to get the third down package down? You think you got to get specials down?
All of it. I mean, the more jobs I have, the less the chance I probably get cut. So, you know, I'm out there. If you want me on kickoff, I'll be out there. Kickoff return, punt return, I'm trying to do it all. I mean, I'm not holding back on any job that he wants to put me at. Coach Quinn, that's my favorite guy. You know, I love that guy. So I'm going to go out there, and whatever he wants me to do, I'm going to go out there and do it 110%. And learn the offense, yeah, I got to. So that's what I'm planning on doing.
Do you remember any of the offense?
Yeah, I do. It comes back to me. But sometimes, you know, I get it mixed up with some of different offense, but then I have to relate, oh, it's not that. So, you know, I had an experience out here the other day at practice when it was like, oh, do I run this way? And like, it was in one offense, one word meant the opposite in this offense. And I was sitting there and I stuttered, and I was like, it's not that. So it ended up being, it's fun, you know? I don't know. I'll just go with that.